Learn how to build your faith on God's Word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time as you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
What to do when you are waiting for your breakthrough? This is a series you must buy and have. You must have it. Because at different phases of your life, you must need to wait. Waiting is a part of this journey. Waiting is a part of this journey. And those that have not mastered how to wait always spoil things. They always miss God. They always miss God. He said, be followers of them who through what? Faith and what? Patience. Obtain the promise. You must master the art of waiting. A lot of times, God is already set. God doesn't need convincing. He too wants to bless you. God is already in agreement. It just takes you positioning yourself and being able to receive. In Job, Job said, all the days of my appointed time, will I what? Will I wait until my change comes? That means that I have to know how to wait. If I don't wait well, I can spoil the thing when it's on its way. Many people have missed their hour of visitation because they couldn't wait. We said last week, there are some times when you leave your lane. You have been on the lane, it seems it's not moving. And the other one seems moving. You just leave that one and join the other one. Their own stop moving until you get there. And the one you left begin to move. Has it happened to you before? That's it. Many people miss, I've seen too many people miss God's best because they could not wait. One boy is proposing to you. You know you don't like this one. I was counseling somebody today. She said her fiancé is beating her, threatening her with both gun, knife, and different things. That they've done traditional, but it remains white. And I asked, how did you arrive there? That's my question. I'm sure, you know, sometimes you think, let me just marry anyhow. I will manage. Manage now. Manage it now. She wants to come out. If you can wait, you will get God's best. People that are not patient can never get God's best. Can never get God's best if you can't wait. And there is a way to wait. Oh. Some people are wasting and they think they are waiting. There's a difference between wasting and waiting. Praise God. Something some people are doing is wasting. It's not waiting. Because they are doing all the wrong things while they claim to be waiting. There is a way to wait. There's the right way to wait. And that's what we're teaching all through these remaining Wednesdays. This Wednesday, and we'll round it up next Wednesday. What to do when you're waiting for your breakthrough. And we said we're taking all the points from the life of Abraham. Abraham was the world champion waiter. Abraham waited for more than 40 or 50 years for a child. The Bible told us that it was from 75 that God promised him a child. And he got the child at 100. But he had married before 75. So if you calculate when he married, which is estimated around 40. So he waited from 40 to 100. That's how many years? 60 years to get the first child. That's a grandpa waiter. That guy can wait. So we can learn from him. Because the Bible says we should be followers of them. Who through what? Faith and patience, do what? Obtain the promise. That's why we're following him. We are advised to follow people that have patiently obtained so that we too can patiently obtain. He said, be followers of them. Hebrews 6:12 said that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and what? Patience obtain the promise. Follow is good in this kingdom. Follow others. When you've seen people that have been able to get the thing done, if you follow them, you have no other way to end but to get your own tool done. Is somebody here this evening? So we are learning all the points from the life of Solomon. So please get the CD of last Wednesday. It was very powerful. We'll mention under 2 points today. We did 2 points last week. We're continuing under 2 points today. Genesis chapter 12. We're picking all the points from the life of Abraham. How he obtained. He waited patiently for a child. 60 years, estimate. Many people say they have the faith of Abraham, but they want their own in 60 days. When you are ready for what God wants, you must be ready to wait and work with God's timing, not your own timing. Genesis 12, are you there? I can't hear you. Are you in Genesis 12? The third thing that we pick from life of Abraham was that Abraham changed his atmosphere and his environment. In fact, let me say this way. He changed his atmosphere and his association. When you are waiting for a breakthrough, it's not any kind of person you need around you. Let's see Genesis 12. He said, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of where? Genesis 12, 1. Are you there? Get thee out of where? Thy country. And from who? Thy kindred. And from who again? Thy father's house. He said, there are some people you hang out with. My destiny can never be fulfilled in your life. Are you here? The right association, the right atmosphere is crucial when you are waiting for your breakthrough. Because if you are wrongly positioned, some people being around you will help you abort the dream. They will help you drop the ball. They will discourage you. They will bring you into panic mode. They will make you go ahead of God and mess things up. They are the ones that will tell you, just marry anybody. Forget this thing Pastor Kane's teaching. Marry anybody you see. Leave this thing. Nobody will get great marriage. Of course, we'll just manage them. Just marry. I've heard many people say that. Just manage this thing, Joe. The right atmosphere and the right people. God told Abraham, if this deal is going to work, get out of your kindred, get out of your father's house, get out of your country. These people around you can never allow this dream come to pass. Are you here, somebody? The right association. Abraham removed some kind of people around his life. That's the only way he could walk. Now, see how bad it was. After God told him, leave all your family and your father's house, Abraham being a gentleman, he carried Lot. Lot was his father from his father's house. Let's see the instruction again. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of where? Are you reading with me? I can't hear you. I need to know whether you're reading with me. Get out of where? And from who? What does kindred mean? Family, Abi? See the instruction, no? Get out of your country, out of your kindred, and out of who? Your father's house. Lot was his nephew. Is that not his father's house? That's his brother's son. That's his father's house. But they say Abraham carried Lot. See verse 4. And so Abraham did what? Departed as the Lord has spoken unto him. And did what? And Lot did what? Went with him. They just told you now, don't take anyone. He carried Lot. Down the line, it didn't take long. The problem they told him about began to happen. Lot began to give him problems. So he came and said, Lot, you take one land, I take one lot, and let's separate. You will see that from chapter 13 now, verse 12. He said, and Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked. And not. At this point, they had already separated. I don't read the whole story. But you see from chapter 13 down, from verse 1 down, they had problems, so they had to separate. See verse 14. Chapter 13, verse 14. He said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after what? God reappeared. Immediately Lot separated. He said, the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, do what? Lift up now the eyes, what? And look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I what? Give you, and for thy seed forever. God continued the journey of faith with Abraham the moment Lot was what? Separated. Because there's no way that destiny would have been fulfilled if Lot was in the picture. Listen, guys, the reason why there are too many faith abortion, too many people that are pursuing something and it never comes to pass, go and check the people they surround themselves with. You see, I've worked in faith for close to 20 years. That has been my core message, my core understanding, and the way I live. There are some things the ordinary person takes for granted, but in the faith world, we don't play with it. Your environment matters. The atmosphere of faith. There is an atmosphere of faith. The Bible says in Genesis 11 that these guys, they were of one language and of one speech. Nothing will be impossible to them that they have imagined to do, because all of them were saying the same thing and thinking the same thing. Many people have aborted great dreams because you are talking to someone that doesn't believe in what you are saying. He doesn't believe in what you are trying to achieve. He doesn't believe in you at all, even though he's close to you. Some of you have friends like that. Your friends mustn't be the person that lives closest to you. It's the person that is closest to your heart that should be your friend. He can be physically far, but spiritually close. But some other people are physically close, but they are against everything you want to do with your life. There is nothing you have shared with them that they agreed. Joseph had friends like that, or brothers like that. He said, I will be great. They say, for here. We go there, here, you go great. Look, we see how you want. They're the ones that first kidnap him. in the faith world, getting results is determined by your atmosphere. So God told Abraham from day one, leave your father's house, leave your kindred, leave your country. Abraham carried Lot. Mission suspended till Lot departed. God appeared again and said, as far as your eyes can see, let's dream again. You must censor your environment. It's not everybody I keep on my personal BlackBerry. There are some things I hear you say and do, I delete you neat. Never to add you again till Jesus comes. Some people think it's malice. You are a spiritual ignoramus when you think that. You have no value for atmosphere. There are some people that can never be close to you. They will make you abort the dream. When you are pregnant physically, there are some things they said to avoid. Am I correct? Because it can cause an abortion. It's not malice, it's wisdom. Every time we do a major faith thing in church, some people that are not in line are removed. It's normal. They can't flow. They will hinder. God will either forfeit the vision or remove the person. So, and the person is usually the person that will go. God's vision must come to pass. Sometimes it's by a stroke of chance that you will know that the people near you are not even thinking what you are thinking. They might be physically close to you, but they are not there to help. They are full of doubt. The atmosphere is charged with doubt. Genesis 11, it said those guys were of one language. There were many, but they said, God said that they are of one language and of one speech. God said, nothing will be restrained from them that they have imagined to you. This is what God himself said, that once people come together in the right atmosphere and they all believe the same thing, nothing will be impossible to them. If all of us stay here now and say, the next local government chairman will come from DCC, we can all achieve it if we're all of one mind. But the point is that if I announce that kind of thing now, then let's pursue it. Some people would say, hey man, we agree. In their mind, they're saying, nonsense. Is that what you came here to do? They have come again. Too much giving. Too much. The nonsense. They will say it out. They'll be saying in their mind. And that we've aborted the dream. I read something in the Bible, very interesting. They say people are going to war. They say the priests should come forward, bless everybody. Then they should announce. They're ready to go to war. They're already dressed, armed. They should announce. Anybody afraid, come to this side. And the Bible said, some people came out. So all the while they were doing HB, hey, HB, then they fear. I'm serious. Go and read in your Bible. The same time you are going to war, they say they should announce, anybody afraid, come out. Anybody that just got married, come out. If you just bought a farm or a house, come out. Why did they say that? Number one, if you carry somebody that just married on Saturday to war on Monday, guess what he's going to be saying when the war front? Say, I just married you. I never ever sleep with my wife. Eh? Which kind of country be this one who they serve? Which kind of war be this? And the moment he starts talking about his wife, what will happen to the other soldiers that have forgotten their wife? They'll say, not true. Me say, if I get wife, even though we're not married for 10 years, but not my wife. Before you know it, you have a bunch of soldiers that are distracted. And they will lose that war. So they say, if you just marry, come out. Because you go there and destroy the rest. They say, if you are afraid, come out. Because if one person is afraid, guess what will happen to the rest of the people? Fear is gone. See, some people don't know spiritual things. Spiritual things are delicate. Watch your environment. There are some people you must delete from your phone tonight.
If you must go forward, delete them now. In fact, before the service, put on your phone, delete. For the service. Spiritual things are delicate, delicate. You say, before you go to war, if you're afraid, come out. Why? Somebody says, but it doesn't matter whether they're afraid or not. Let's just go. So are we many? In the things of God, it's not crowd that makes it work. It's unity that makes it work. The Bible says, wherever two or more are gathered, or whatever two or more shall agree upon. If we are two or three and we agree, it's better than 100 people that don't agree. God can do more with 3 people that agree than 100 people that are disarranged. So, he said, if you're afraid, come out. Why? Because if those people that are afraid, go. You know, somebody that's afraid, anything scares him. He will go, he will march, maybe he will kick his leg. Hey, snake you! And once one person shouts snake, what happened to the rainbow? They have not seen what's chasing them. Oh, you're a Nigerian, so you know what I'm talking about. You know, Nigeria, once somebody running, you just run first. You could not say, bro, something happened. When they happen, the guy said, no, I want to catch my boss. But you will first run before you ask him what's happening. Am I correct? When we're young in first, I don't agree in first, when we're young, they were saying they said there were monkeys in first, remember? And nobody ever saw those monkeys. So we're in class, we're doing lesson, you know, after school lesson. We're doing after school lesson. And somebody, I know there are many classes, somebody just shouted, monkey, monkey, monkey. Oh boy. Everybody took off. Married women, pregnant women, they were jumping fence. Only one of my teachers, that place where he sat was where he still sat. He didn't run. All of us don't run. 30 minutes after we come back, the guy was still sitting there. And he sat us down there and told us a good lesson. He said, whenever there's emergency like that, before you run, first find out what is chasing you. And secondly, find out where you're supposed to run. Because sometimes people have run into the thing they're supposed to run away from. Because they just ran without sense. And those monkeys were never there. It was just panic. I told you in my secondary school, when there was a wire that had turned red, it was now smoking. It was totally red. And people were saying, what are we going to do? Tim was bringing out smoke. We're all sitting down. We're all thinking. One person just shouted, it's going to blow. Ha! It's going to blow? Hey! Oh, boy! See, race! Some people, they nearly match some people to death. Race! Everybody and our small door and full door. Try to come out. We all ran outside. Hey! Oh, boy! The utility prefect, a student like us, just went there. He went there and just unplugged the thing, removed the wire. Now we don't nearly match somebody. Because one person, only one person said it, is going to blow. Until today, we don't know who said it. If you are a faith person or a spiritual person, please guard your spiritual atmosphere jealously. Be careful of any doubter or any scorner. Somebody that belongs to an army but doesn't believe in what the army is doing is a scorner. Is a scorner. May God deliver you from such people. Sometimes when God is delivering from those people to pay you, boy, it's a good thing because you will never fulfill your destiny with those people being around you. Let me show you something from the life of Jesus. See, if you understand faith, let me show you. Maybe it will help you today if I show you. Mark 5. I've understood these things for many years. There's some people that can't be my close friends. There's some people I don't share some dreams with. Never do. I only share the dream with them when it's fulfilled. That's when they can handle it. I never tell them when I'm in the process of giving birth to that dream. They will just kill the baby. Straight. Mark 5. Are you here? God told Abraham, leave your father's house, leave your kindred, leave you everybody. He carried Lot. Some years down the line, Lot gave him problem. He had to leave Lot. That's when things started picking up again. God said, as far as your eyes can see now. Immediately Lord left. God said, we're in business. Mark 5. This will bless you. Please watch this. I want you to notice something. This will bless you. This might help your faith life. Let's go to verse 22. Mark 5:22. He said, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. That's when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet. And besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter does what? Lieth at the point of death.
I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and she may be what? She may be healed. And she shall what? She shall live. Jump to verse 35. You know what happened? The woman with issue of blood interrupted them. So in verse 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, somebody from that man's house, okay? Certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? They said, your daughter has actually died. No need to bring Jesus again. See verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of synagogue, what? Be not afraid. What? Only believe. See verse 37. See verse 37, guys. This will help you. This will help your faith journey. And he, that's Jesus now, suffer. Suffer means allowed. Allowed no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John. There were a crowd following Jesus. Some of that crowd were among the people that heard or even said that the daughter was already dead. You can't carry that kind of crowd and go and give birth to a big dream, because all of them have opinion. Do you understand? All of them do what? Have opinion. Whenever I want to do something big in church, and I'm sharing the vision, some people think I'm asking advice. Sometimes I'm not asking advice. I'm saying what God has declared. And we must all be in agreement, in line with what God is saying and with ourselves. But some people now start giving other cheaper option. Say, why not we just put one cupboard? God has already said, this is what to do. Then I say, why not? There's a cheaper way. Why not? There's one that I know that's from China. It's cheap, like this bent. You can't carry everybody because they all have opinion. They all have a cheaper way, faster way, an underhanded way. That's what Sarah did to Abraham. He came to Abraham and said, let's give back to him. Sleep with Hagar. This thing can be arranged. Leave this bikini thing. We can arrange them. Sleep with Hagar. Job born. People have too many opinions. Some of them are not on the same wavelength with you on faith. Some of them are not on the same wavelength with you on that dream. He said, follow. The story has not ended. Say, Jesus didn't allow anybody to follow him. At that point, he cut off the crowd. There were a lot of crowd, because they told us that from the woman of issue of blood, that many people were thronging him. Do you understand this? You can't carry that kind of crowd to a place where they said the girl is dead. Because if you take them to that place where they said the girl is dead, some people will start crying from the gate. The girl is dead. Oh, Jesus. The girl is dead. That will kill the atmosphere of faith. It will kill the atmosphere of faith. When they go to a place, how many of you have entered the labor room before? A labor room where they give child giving birth. If you have not entered, let me tell you, they won't allow you to come with your normal clothes. Hope you know that. Some of you don't feel that my BB, some my DP. They will wear you all those doctor's things. They will cover your hair. You will cover your feet. They won't allow you to wear your normal clothes to the place where they're giving birth to a baby, because that atmosphere is what? Delicate. If they do it for a physical baby, you think they don't do it for a spiritual baby. So you just carry some dry friends that have been smoking, drinking, no spirit. They're the ones that want to advise you. People that have never done any faith thing in their whole life. That everything they do is by borrowing a loan that they used to do it, even buying a small car. Then you carry them along to go and do a big project. What do you think they will tell you? What do you want to hear? You say this thing is too much giving and too much. That's what they will tell you. He said, if they do that for physical babies, they will do it for spiritual babies. He said, he didn't allow the others to follow him. Can you give me a more contemporary version? Let me see how they said it. No. See what he said. Say, he permitted no one to do what? To follow him. Say, rest of you go back. He said, ah, master, we want to go. He said, back. Go home. See what happened, please. This story is interesting. It hasn't finished. Verse 38. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and what? Wailed greatly. Before he got there, some professional criers have already arrived. See, they wept and what? Wailed what? Greatly. So this was loud crying. They were rolling on the floor. Hey, this poor boy don't die.
You say, madam, na girl. That, yes, the poor boy will be like girl. Now the same thing. And I know I'm from school. Say, madam, I never go to school. Yes, they plan to go. The school ain't they plan to go. Just they are professional criers. They don't even know who died. Because the things of the spirit, all that crying and sympathy is not what you need. Sometimes you are tempted to accept sympathy, but that's not what you need. You need people that will come there and wait and not even tell you sorry. Because there's no need for you to be pitied. Do you understand? Some people like come and tell you, hey, yeah, sorry. Is that what, is this all you want to hear? Are you catching this? Because some people are looking for. Somebody come and say, hey, sorry, it is well. Hey, yeah, pele. Is it pele? Is this all you want to hear? Because once they start saying sorry, that means the game is over. Abby? Sometimes I'm sorry. Sorry for what? Game, she did. Game, she was. Game never end. So he said, they were crying angry. We say verse 9. And when he was coming, look at what Jesus said to him. He said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but what? You see, he first started attacking the atmosphere. He knew physically the child was dead, but he can't come and agree with that. He has to first release some positivity in the atmosphere because those people have already turned the place to a place of mourning. So he said, why are you crying? The guy is not dead but asleep. See the next thing that happened, though. This will bless you. Because some people don't know how to give birth in faith. He says, verse 40, and they laughed him what? To scorn. Those are the scorners. They are always mocking, always laughing. Don't walk with those people, guys. They don't have any dreams of their own. They only just sit down and check people's dreams that have failed. But they don't have any dreams of their own. Don't make those people your friends or else you'll be a scorner. Scorners never go far. Scorners are like the fans in a football field. They don't get medal. Even though they wait through the duration of the match. They don't get medal. They don't get anything. It says, they laughed him to scorn. This is where the guys that were crying now heavily. They said they laughed to show that they were not genuine. They laughed him to scorn. But when he had done what? Send them out. You can't pray that kind of prayer where people are crying. He set all of them out, one by one, out, sir. Please, sir, you have to go now. Say, but the judge is out, please. You know, here, sir, I flock before temple. I see the flock go out now. Fight before you see my red eye. he said he put them all out because the atmosphere of weeping and crying, you can't give birth in faith there. He put them all out. Are you seeing your own Bible? Last verse what? Verse 40. He said, and he taketh who? The father and who? And the mother of the damsel. Why? Because those two people want their child raised back. Those are little people that are in faith. Is somebody getting this? Because somebody, if you don't pick all these points in the story, you would think Jesus just bounced there and went to pray. He eliminated atmosphere that wasn't good. From the street, oh, he drove a crowd away. Out, took only three people. Peter, James, and John, they were in faith with him. He got to the place, he emptied the crowd inside too. Took only the mother and the father. No cousin. No auntie. Only the mother and father. Because those two people wanted the child up. All these are heavy points that you might not notice normally. He took them, and when they were with him, and he entered into where the damsel was lying. Verse 1, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talita Kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto you what? Arise. He said, and straightway, the damsel what? Arose and what? And walked. For she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded and all that. Baseline, if you don't understand this thing, Jesus did many things along the way to allow that miracle happen. Guys, you need to understand how faith works. It's too delicate. I've seen too many people abort their dreams. Hanging out with the wrong people. There are some people that shouldn't be in any close proximity to you. Shouldn't be. When I'm doing major things, I have friends. Look, as a pastor, I have many friends, but it's not all my friends that are my real friends. There are some I don't tell important things I want to do. But there are some that whenever I'm doing something I feel is bigger than our size, they are the people I tell. Because I know those ones, they always believe in what we do. I always look forward to meeting those ones. Because they're even always asking me, They are pastors, they have their own church, but they always ask me, the pastor, okay, how far with the Island Church project? I'll say, this how far? They say we believe in it. God will do it. They say, I thank God for your life. I thank God for you. They're always saying encouraging things, and that strengthens me. Well, you will carry a heavy faith project. You go and tell somebody that is a chicken. I'm doing a research. I'm trying to find out how many eagles are in this world and how many chickens are in this world. You find out that the bulk chicken is more. So the crowd, you can't follow the crowd. That's what it means. You can't now tell a chicken you want to do something great. What do you think he's going to tell you? What do you want to hear? There are some times you should not even go to a doctor. If you know that, if you know what you're doing, if you know where you're working with God. Because what do you want him to tell you? They're going to shoot an arrow into your faith straight. When I'm doing some kind of projects, you will see me with Kenneth Copeland books. I need somebody that his own faith too is charged up. Look, the way life is structured, there are some things you can't do for yourself. You can't scrub your back very well. You can scrub it up, but you can't scrub it very well the way somebody else will do what? Scrub it for you. So there are some things in your life, even though you know the truth, but you need somebody to minister it to you. Somebody getting this? You need somebody to tell you. You know the truth, though, but you need somebody to minister it to you. How many of you know some doctors? Other people give them injection. Do you understand? He's a doctor. He gives people, but at this point in his own health, he needs another person to fire him the same injection that he fires other people. That's how it is in your life. Sometimes you need somebody else to tell you you can do it. Now, before you started, you felt you can do it. That's why you started the journey. But along the line, sometimes you need somebody to tell you you can do it. You need somebody to tell you keep on. You need somebody to tell you don't give up. Well, many times we surround ourselves with chickens. They tell you can't do it. If I warn you before you start, you see him? See what I tell you? Just come back. Come join us for ground here. Leave all this thing. We'll just manage ourselves. Don't play. When I'm doing major faith projects, Kenneth Copeland books. There's some books. There's some Kenneth Hagin. There's a book I'm reading. People that don't compromise in the world. People that their faith is strong. Get the right atmosphere. I have friends like that. They just tell me. So those of you that came for the Island Worship Service, you saw some of them there. They are pastors of their own church. But when they heard that we're doing an island, they say they want to come for the worship service. Those are the kind of friends you need around you. There are some I don't tell things like that. Don't tell them things like that. Because they are friends for mouth. It's not deep. They will be happier if it doesn't work out. They will be happier. I know some of you don't know, but you have people like that close to you. They will be so happy. If something goes wrong in your life, they'll be incredibly happy. If your faith project fails, if the thing you have been confessing since the beginning of the year, if it doesn't come to pass, they will be so happy. They won't tell you. They're just like, hey, yeah, sorry. In their mind, they're saying, yeah. I'm telling you, you have people like that around you. So censor your environment. Some people, you should delete them tonight. Psh, off. My BB, straight. Because just even seeing your face can disturb my faith. I don't want to see you. Maintain your lane. Is somebody here today? Say, Jesus, stop some people. Don't come. They were going somewhere together before. Say, psh, go back. He got to the house. Say, all of you, out. Say, I'm your uncle. Uncle, out. I'm auntie. I'm done. Out. And if you notice, Peter too did the same thing. Peter raised the dead. Someone asked the apostle. He did the same thing. He emptied the place. He drove people out. People that were crying. All this sorry they're telling you is not what you need. They love you, but they are not right for the project you are doing. Praise God. Oh, I have some great friends. Tell me. I have some great sons. They just keep telling me we can do it. You need that atmosphere. You'll be amazed. What you are doing is that you are protecting faith. Once faith is in place, results will come. But what happens to people is that they have willpower, but they don't have faith. The faith is dead because of the atmosphere. They have friends that are saying, you ask them, this is what I want to do. They'll say, how has that helped you? You've left there, you are now even doubting more. The vision, when you left your house, the vision was hot. After you talk to them, you two now have question mark. Abi, you happened to you before, Abi? But as a put that you take that small vision to, they will even light fire on it and make it burn more. They'll tell you, start today. In fact, they'll start making phone calls that this thing must work. It's a great vision. Those are the guys you need around you. Okay, let me try and see if I can touch the second thing. Ah, I'm not sure there's time. Let me leave it. I'll try and do the three next. Let me just stay on this one. There's no time again to go on somewhere else. Praise God. So, like I said, guard your atmosphere. Jesus did it. Peter did it. Abraham did it. Guard your atmosphere. Guard your atmosphere. Guard your atmosphere. Like I said, all the time we were trusting God. Most of the faith projects in my life has been like that. I'm particular about the people I listened to at that time. And most human beings underestimate the power of words. You know, I hear people say things like, just tell me, I can handle it. There are some things I don't want you to tell me. Praise God. This is important too. Don't be among them and say, just tell me, I can handle it. It's not everything about everybody you want to hear. There are some things about some people you will hear, whether it's true or not, it will affect how you ever see that person till you die. So don't be doing like, you don't know the power of words. You don't play with words. Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are what? Alive. Words are spirit. So there's a point you're not even allowed to talk to you at all. Because once they drop that word, once they drop that doubt, that question mark will follow you all the days of your life. You'll never believe again. So it's not everything I want to hear. It's not everything that is edifying. Praise God. Ask anybody that has done something great. They will tell you they had people around them telling them it could be done. Ask people like MK that did album launch. There were people that were telling him it could be done. You need to do it. In fact, there are people that are saying you must do it. Do you understand? Those are the people you need that will even tell you you must. They will just help you bat your dream. Say you must do it. Praise God. When we're trusting God for fruit of the womb, it was like that. It's not anybody I needed to hear. Some people, they are medical specialists. They know the best way you can have a child medically. Those are not the people I needed to talk to. Because sometimes, once you open the door, you have to follow it through. And there are many tests. Once you have done one test, you have to do the remaining test. That's the problem. So let's test your so-and-so level. Only that. I say, is he only that? He say, yes, only that. No lie. Once they test that one, they say, now we have to test your BP, your blood pressure. We have to now test your eggs. Then we have to test the sperm. You are finished already. You have left faith already. At the times when you're trying to give birth to someone, Jesus did it for Mary. Mary was a teenager when she was pregnant with Jesus Christ. God told her, leave here and go and meet your cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth was mother of John the Baptist. She too was pregnant. Mary was too young to be pregnant. Elizabeth was too old to be pregnant. And they were both carrying special children. So God said, told Mary, leave your house. Travel if you need to. Go and meet Mary. And go and meet Elizabeth. The moment she met Elizabeth, the Bible said the babies in their womb did what? Leaped. God didn't tell Mary, look for any of your neighbors. What will your neighbors say? All of you are teenagers. Then you're not going to tell your friend that I'm pregnant. She'll say, hey, Mary, what is your born again? So now, so they sleep around. Then you're not like, me, sleep around. No, I'll be virginal. I'm going to say, Mary. You know, say true to God, I'm virgin. Now the Holy Ghost get to begin. Better just follow me, we'll go abortum now. If you know anything good for you, Jesus would have been aborted. Only God knows how many Jesus have been aborted because of that. I'm telling you, man, guard your association. Guard your atmosphere. I've seen people lose their dreams because of the kind of people they are working with. I don't have any permanent friend. The moment I see that we're not heading in the same direction, I love you, but we can't work together. You can't be a medical student and your closest friend is in theater arts. You will fail. Am I right or wrong? You will fail. But if you are reading amongst other people studying the same kind of thing you are studying, the likelihood is that when they want to read an area you have forgotten, you say, when they read this thing, they say, yeah, so that man said, if you come out, you two go and do what? Go and read it. But all your friends are theater arts. Then they play drunk. Say, we get dance this night, dance test. Now you be your close friend. You go so fail, you don't go believe him. As you did that exam hallway, you could miss and you could hear drum. A drum you could hear. Because you don't feel already. Praise God. Has somebody gotten anything at all today? Let's give him a big, big hand. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Can you just lift your hand and say, Father, connect me to people. People that will help me bat my dreams. That's what helped Abraham. People that will help me bat my dreams. Disconnect me also from people that are close to me but don't believe in anything that I believe in. Don't believe in the dream. Don't believe in it. Don't believe in the vision. They don't believe in it. Disconnect me from those people. Let me stay connected to people that will help me bath what I carry. People that have dreams too. Not just people that their own is to monitor other people's dreams to see who is failing and who is not failing. They don't have any dreams of their own. I disconnect myself from those kind of people and I connect myself. Go ahead and just talk to God. I don't know what dream you are carrying. Maybe you've even dropped the dream. Maybe you should go and pick it back up. God, connect me, Father. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Connect me, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we rise to your feet, everyone? Just rise to your feet and just talk to God this evening. Just talk to God. In the day that you are weak, you need people that are strong near you. You need people that are strong. They will encourage you. They will help you stand. Two weak people can't go anywhere. The blind cannot lead the blind. In the day that you are tired, you need people that are strong. In the day that you are tired, you need people that are strong. You need people that are running the same race. It will amaze you how far you will go if you have other people going far with you. It will amaze you. Strength that you didn't know you had. Mambrode kazatara baba. Zumambra dasaka de krada baba. Come on, just express yourself in the spirit right now. Mambrode sakades. I will not give up the dream. I will not give up that vision. Mambrodo kosa karadaba. Jiparada sekeri baba. Mambrodo bokosa rabahasht. Jamangre de kebo bobobosa. Rapala kades. Yamanda rakade paborodosa. Oh, mahanderia lalabama mambredesa. Jamanderia kabalabamosa. Shamarada sakaya ladaba. Oh, maradaba mamu melesa. Go ahead and express yourself in the spirit. Mamongade sakaraba. Lamombrede salaraba mamu melesa. Shamandale kariadas. Oh, mahamakenedis. Hey, maponda ragada. Japalagades. Yamanda rekede de bobobobobobobobobobobobobosh. Yanta lakadaya. Somaradaha. Somaradaha. Somahandaradaha. Yapalakadaya. Shamanda rekedes. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ikare de bomos. Mayanda radaba. Bobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob
Baba Mosataya. Oh, my Kenderia Maso. I Kenderia Baradaba. Ilama Morebo Salia da Seba. Ike Maneria Bamorobosa. Yantale Kararaba Baba. Shamaneria Baraba. Ikale Dariba Mosa Nararaba. Hey, Shararaba. Mayaka daya babosa. Iparadaya lala babasa. Oh, Mahan. Father, connect me with people that are going far. With people that are going strong. Mayeke de debos. Rada palaba. Hey, Samanderika. Yakada da da kekere debos. Ribos, ribos, yakadaya. Yes, Lord. Yamande rikadaba. Sopalia de Carobo Santa Raba. Sheke Baba Baba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's why you should make up your mind never to miss services. Don't miss church. Because it's one of the few places where you are motivated. All of us are creatures of influence. Oh. That's how God created us in the first place. To be creatures of influence. We influence people and people influence us. It's not even optional. Praise God. It's not optional. There are places you will go to right now, you behave totally differently from how you're behaving here now. Are you getting what I'm saying? We are creatures of influence. The average Nigerian, when he travels abroad, he joins the line. Doesn't trust things from the car. Maybe he lands, in fact, maybe he enters a plane that is headed to Nigeria. He wants to jump the line. We are creatures of influence. We're created like that. But what you can do is to make sure you protect the people that come in close touch so that they can only influence you for good. Are you getting this? You'll be amazed how far you will go if you have people that have gone far or going far near you. The moment you tell them you want to go far, they'll say, exactly. I mean, how else do you want to do it? That's the only way. They'll say, of course, let's go. And it will just motivate you. I remember one day I was jogging with someone, one of my shared pastors, great guy. We're jogging together. He has a lot of stamina. Me, I didn't have stamina. We were jogging. By the time we had gone some minutes, jogged some length, I said in my own mind, I want to reach that pole. I go stop. I don't tire. So I told him the same thing. But thank God he ignored me. When we got to that pole, he continued. We're like, let's go. He didn't even do as if what I said was true. So I said, okay, let me just continue. As I continue again, I see on that pole again. I say, my mind won't get there. But I discovered that because I kept following that guy, I went beyond what I thought I could go. All those poles, I passed it and kept jogging. That's how it is. There's some people you are working with, you are saying, I can't go further. They tell you, oh, yes, you can. You say, let's go. But there's some people you are working with, tell them, I'll stop at that pole. They will even give you chair. Say, stop there. Shepard, I tell you, let's stop. And your life would have been truncated. But that will not be your push. In the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you will go far. Amen. You will end your journey well. Amen. You will do the things that other people call impossible. Amen. You will achieve the things that other people call difficult. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God will surround you in an atmosphere of faith. Amen. God will surround you with great and strong people. Amen. God will break and disconnect you from people that won't help your life. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout it louder. Amen. Woo. Come on, let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Give the Lord a big, big hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, can we just bow our heads for 1 minute? Just bow your heads wherever you are standing. If you are here today and you're not born again.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.